listener production.
Two men charged following the murder of a Wellington man. A Dubbo teen also charged with assaulting police officers, and more financial uncertainty after yet another rate hike. Today's weather showers across the region, heading for 12 degrees in Orange and 17 in Dubbo. I'm Stephen Zoyce and welcome to Central West Local News. Two men have been charged following an investigation into the murder of a Wellington man. In August last year, 67-year-old Paul Jacques was found at home with a gunshot wound to his leg and later died from this injury. Last week, a 20-year-old man was arrested in a Wellington Correctional Centre, charged with murder and assault with intent to rob while armed with a dangerous weapon. He was remanded in custody after a court appearance and will face Dubbo Court again in July. And yesterday, a 21-year-old man was arrested at a correctional centre on the south coast, charged with the same thing, and is also set to face Dubbo Court in July. And in other crime news, a 14-year-old Dubbo boy has been arrested and charged with two counts of assaulting a police officer. The teen wanted for breach of bail was spotted in Melanger Street on Tuesday, and during an attempted arrest, reportedly punched the officers multiple times. The two officers were taken to Dubbo Base Hospital for their injuries. The boy was then arrested yesterday at a residence on Luna Avenue. And so the deed's been done, with the RBA lifting the cash rate to 4.1%, the latest of 12 hikes since April last year. With mortgage holders across the country feeling the financial pressure, how are things shaping up in the Central West? CordLogic's Eliza Owen says we might be less affected than other regions.
I think when it comes to the Central West, you've got around 32% of households that are actually mortgaged on their owner-occupier property. So it's not the whole population that's going to be feeling the pain.
And speaking of the cost of living crisis, it could be just another reason for decision makers to rule out further water buybacks in the Murray-Darling Basin. That's according to the body representing our region's irrigators. They say taking another 450 gigs would drive up input costs for farmers, cause a drop in production, and lead to us forking out even more for food and fibre.
Australian supermarket food prices have increased by a new peak of nearly 10% over the past 12 months. And it's really important that we highlight here that rising input costs for producers means rising bills that consumers will be facing when they go to the supermarket.
That's Christine Freak there from the New South Wales Irrigators Council. And a Dubbo Mental Health and Employment Initiative led by the Aboriginal community has been given a $1 million boost. The state will chip in funds for the Aboriginal Wellness Worker Traineeship Program, as will Canberra. It'll see mental health professionals trained and then employed in communities, including Warren, Coonamble and Nyngan. To sport now, and the Central West Blue Bulls and the Western Plains Rams are preparing to take on some of the best country sides from across the state this long weekend. The New South Wales Country Champs are on in Tamworth, covering men's, women's and under-19s. Stephen O'Brien from New South Wales Rugby says our patch is looking good.
Look, Central West have been really consistent over the last few years, but Central Coast beat them in an overtime thriller in the men's last year, but the Central West currently hold the Women's and the Colts Cup.